Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you travel often, or even if you just want to travel better, let me put you onto something that I've been so impressed with. It's Level 8 luggage. See, Level 8, they're just not about getting your stuff from point A to point B. It's about how you feel doing it. The design is sleek. It's minimal. Almost that German engineered precision where everything, it just works. Clean lines, smart components, smooth movement. It's the kind of luggage that makes the whole travel experience feel more elevated. So if you're somebody who appreciates efficiency, organization, and just a more refined way to move through the world, this is absolutely worth checking out. So head on over to Level 8, that's L-E-V-E-L, the number 8, cases.com, and use code Level 8, L-E-V-E-L, the number 8, L-C-W-1-0. That'll get you 10% off your next travel companion.
Oh, can you see? I can't see. Is that, see the red on the bottom? Is the timer going?
The timer is going.
Perfect.
We're over 2 minutes.
Perfect. All right. Coming down in 3, 2, and 1. It is season number 5, episode number 11 of Let's Chat with Kat and Pat, Katrina Pateri, Patrick Gilroy, Tuesday night this week recording, not Monday. Not Sunday like last week. Mm-hmm. We are just, you know what? I think we have to get off the idea that Monday is recording day. We'll try our very best. Well,
we used to do it because Connor had Civil Air Patrol, and so we had the time to ourselves.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't do this Monday because I traveled 4 days last week, and I just, like, and I'm at meetings and going to the office today and tomorrow. Like, I really needed Monday as a work day, and there wasn't any way that I could, like, conceptualize working all day and then trying to do the podcast.
Well, guess who can't make it next Monday?
You can't.
Right.
You'll be working.
I'll be in lovely Las Vegas without you. And that, like,
Viva Las Vegas.
There you go, Elvis.
Maybe we'll do another Sunday night one because we'll be able to talk about how graduation went.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I want to get into that coming up too. And, yeah. You know, that's a whole other, that's graduation for your son from college perfectly encapsulates why we started this podcast to begin with. Mm-hmm. Because of us being just thrust into the chaos of our exes and their families and everything else. So I can't wait for Saturday. It's a big deal. Your kid's graduating with his bachelor's degree. And I want that to be celebrated with the right amount of respect and admiration that it deserves. I'm not looking forward to sharing a bench, a row, whatever, with his dad, his dad's girlfriend, his grandparents, and all of the extra that comes along with that side of the family. Good people. Mm-hmm. Salt of the earth. It's like people that are going to get there an hour, hour and a half early. Doors open. You know, almost like my crazy ex-wife with Disney World.
Yeah.
Rope drop. Got to get there 2 hours before rope drop. That's going to be them arriving early.
Well, and then it will be the text messages and where are you and when are you coming and this and that.
Yep.
Meanwhile, like, my kid's last name starts with an O and he's not doing any speeches. So if the ceremony's starting at 9 and we're getting there at 9 or we're getting there a few minutes late, like, I'm not missing, like, the moment, but I don't need to sit there for, like, an extra hour on a Saturday morning that is another weekend that we can't sleep in.
Yep.
Because last weekend we had to get up early so that I could get Connor ready to go spend Mother's Day with his mom. You know, doesn't matter that it's Mother's Day for me.
Well, no, it's just a please stop it. Like, please stop
it. Well, it's like, it would be nice to be able to sleep in, but we got to make sure, like, he's up.
I get it. But, like, I try my very best for you for everything.
Yeah. I mean, I was able to relax, like, the whole day, not really do anything. It just sucks that there's, no matter what, there's constantly a timetable in this household.
There is.
And it sucks.
There's constantly a timetable, an expectation, and a sacrifice in this household to appease other households. And therein lies the problem, right? Because you and I aren't wired in a way where we're just going to be selfish and say, fuck it. We always try to do the right thing. And we do that because the right thing, we believe, trickles down to the kids. Therefore, they'll be happier. They'll be better people. And our lives, in theory, should be happier, better, and easier. Still waiting for that part of the equation.
Not seeing it yet.
To come into play.
Yeah.
But
we're still hopeful.
I'm going to give you a preview of what you're in for on Saturday. And it's just going to be real quick. So be careful. Pay attention so you don't miss it. Ready? You're going to be there for 3 hours. Roger Ordway. And we'll be there for another 2 hours after that. That's what we're sticking around for.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There's going to be nothing else. There's no superlatives. This is not eighth grade. There's no most likely to do this. Or this is simply two words.
And there's like a bag policy and you can't, like, I can't bring my SLR camera. Like there's all like these rules.
So SLR like, camera, you SLR cameras. How many do you have?
I have three.
You could really start your own small newspaper and hire your own photographers with all the quality cameras that you have.
You can't bring any camera with a removable lens. And then you can't bring a bag in that's bigger than like a wristlet. Luckily, I have a mini Nikon Coolpix.
You do.
And so that'll fit in a wristlet with my phone.
Top of the line in 2002. When you were working at Best Buy getting pregnant with your son, that camera was top of the line.
It was an achiever's gift.
So now, talk about coming full circle.
I know.
With the camera.
Now it's like there's a reason to have that camera.
It was in the bedroom when you got knocked up. Taking pictures, and now it's going to be taking pictures.
It was not.
I know.
Christ.
But like,
so crass.
It takes you a second, and it's funny watching your face when the crassness clicks. I enjoy that.
Yeah. So it'll be an event, and stay tuned for the highlights.
So
next week,
what we skipped over, and this will tell you everything that you need to know about my wife, is we've skipped over the fact that it was Mother's Day for you and the fact that your birthday's in 48 hours.
Yeah.
And all we've done so far to start the podcast is encapsulation of our lives entirely. I firmly believe, and this is not a knock on you, this is a statement about the lives that we've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
If I was not here to make sure you felt special on special days, I don't know if it would be acknowledged.
It doesn't exist.
And that
sucks. It doesn't exist.
That sucks.
It's never existed. And even though my father lives here now, there was many a Christmas where I was like home by myself too, because it wasn't my Christmas with Roger. And then Thanksgiving, I just worked, and that's what I did for Thanksgiving.
I will say, I talked to your dad today. We had a nice 15, 20 minutes. By the looks of the notebook that he had, it could have been a lot longer. Luckily, my phone rang, and I said, Dave, we'll continue this later. I am working.
Zero concept that like we're working during the day.
That's a constant with everybody in our family.
Well, and it's like a constant reminder, like I'm working, like I have to leave. And it's just like, what do you mean?
I feel like I got some good training on the whole work from home thing because I've been with you. And the job before Atheon, before this and before that, you transitioned from working in office or in retail to working from home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see the positives and negatives of that living vicariously through you. And the positives wildly outweigh the negatives. However, your biggest complaint has always been, and I'm guilty as charged too here, just because you're in the house doesn't mean you're available.
Right.
And that's, now that I'm living it, it is certainly a point of confusion for the other members of our family, who ironically, you can make the argument that they're all more intelligent than we are.
100%.
So,
and like, they just can't grasp the concept.
Like,
it's like a daily reminder and discussion. Still, like, can't get it.
And we're not working like front and center in front of them.
Like, we're like hidden in the house and like we're seeked out.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
It's unreal. Like, I'll get the text, like, hey, Dad, I see your car. Can you come? Like, what? Like, yes, you saw my car. I think I've got it a little bit better than you do. Because I physically have to leave
the house.
Home. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to leave the four walls and venture my way through the backyard to get to the garage and go above there. But I totally get everything that you've said over the last couple of years, that, the challenges that come with working from home. And I feel like I sound like a jackass. Because if I was listening to this podcast in my previous existence, I'd be pissed at the host right now. But the reality is, it is a different skill set and an entirely different set of challenges, because the expectation and workload, you can make the argument the expectations are higher.
You work more. You 100% work more and harder.
But your bosses expect you to work more because
you have the convenience of working from home.
Yes, and they're allowing you that privilege and that convenience. Therefore, it's in your best interest, if you want to protect that, to be available and to, you know, send the, like tonight, you taught me some cool things. Mm-hmm. Tonight, I've got a couple emails going out between 6:20 and 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Scheduled.
Yeah.
Wrote them at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
But, you know, my bosses are on West Coast time. So, like, they're still in the office, and I feel like they need to see that I'm...
You're putting the commitment in.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I schedule send emails because some of my employees work later or in different time zones. But then, like, they work so well that if I send the email when I want to at the end of my day,
yeah,
they're going to respond and engage. So I will send the... I'll schedule them to send in the morning.
Yep.
So then that way, like, throughout the day, like, I'm not forgetting to send that email or send the communication, but I don't... Like, I have to send it today, but I don't want to engage in any more work after they're
sent. So you send it just so it hits the right time. So
correct.
They're not willing to respond and engage with you at that point either.
Right.
It, you know, I feel like this is coming off the wrong way, too, because in no way, shape, or form are we trying to outsmart the system, because you and I are the ones that put in the nighttime hours, put in the weekend hours.
I don't want to set the routine. I want to make sure I have the boundaries that I'm not working till 7 or 8 p.m. every night.
Right.
Like when I was away last week,
yep.
I did work that late, and I just wanted to make sure, like, I was reasserting myself on, like, my workday ends at
right.
this time.
Unless, and this happens in both of our worlds, emergencies or special circumstances are definitely defined differently in our jobs.
100%.
Mine could be some chocolate melted.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, that chocolate could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. So mm-hmm. I get it. Yours, there could be some world implications that happen.
Yeah.
All that being said, if we were to get a text, a call, an email from somebody who's more important than we are that says we need to be locked in right now, no matter what time of the day it is, we're the first ones that do.
I would be the first one to volunteer.
Yeah.
I just don't want to where I can control my schedule with my staff.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm not sending the wrong message. And then I also don't want it to, like, nip me back in the butt where they're like, Katrina works so late, and so we have to work late and we don't have work hours, because it goes, like, both ways. So I have to, like, tread lightly on how the whole, like, if I want to be a do-gooder on my own or catch up on my work or I'm not getting pinged 100 times, that's my choice. I don't want to have myself be available for the team because I'm just trying to bang things out.
Right. And I'm going to work my way through this. And by the time we get to, you know, season 8 of the show, I'm sure I'll have it nailed down. But I also never thought that I'd be in a position to work from home. Right.
So, right.
And, and it truly has been an awesome experience doing it. It just doesn't come without its quirks. And for me,
well, and you need to find the way that it works, like, best for you.
Right.
The good news is like, I can mentor you a little bit on how it works.
Well, I was going to say, the good news is for me is I have the privilege of, like, I live and partner with my best friend. So, like, if I didn't have that, you could see how it could become a lonely existence.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's important that we continue to stay connected, the two of us. And I want to get into how we're doing that now with the combination Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthday gift that we've got out there. Complete game changer. Just awesome.
Yeah.
And why that's so good right now for both of us physically. Because here's the other challenge, right? So I'm over here, 46 years old, learning new skills. And that's awesome. Working from home is an entirely new skill set. And I love the fact that I'm willing and able to adopt and adapt and you know, be coachable and learn new things. I pride myself, and you pride yourself, I think, in our 40s, not slowing down, right? And staying as active as always, staying as fit, if not more fit, than we had been in years past. And that's such a key part of our lives. And now working from home, to tie it back to that, going to the gym, being amongst the people,
yeah.
Like, all of that is so important. And it's so important to me that I went today full well knowing that
you couldn't run.
I can't run. I can barely walk right now. And you went through this with your calf recently.
Yeah. And then the two slips on the ice.
Right.
Like, the start of the year has been rough for us. So.
But the problem that I have compared to your slip and falls, your calf I can completely identify with because I feel like that was a non-contact injury. You didn't do anything.
Well, like,
you woke up one day and it was like,
it was strained from walking and running and like doing what the doctor has told me to do.
Correct.
And my calf was just like, no, right. You're not doing enough stretching. We don't like this. Like,
the slip and falls, like, those are like acute injuries. They suck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not minimizing them, but at least you can point back to an event that happened.
There's blame.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's no, like, blame for your knee swelling.
This is awful. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had been running. I always run 6 miles a day. Done it for 30 years. I had ticked it up a little bit once or twice a week to get closer to 7 or 8, only because now we're planning for that half marathon. So,
right.
So, but I hadn't gotten into training mode or anything.
I think you did it like 2 days.
Right.
I
just started. And in the 6 years you've known me, I've had knee pain. I've had issues. But if I ever, I know there it goes, right?
Well, I'm just saying I was trying to set the boundaries. And if you guys can hear the ding, that's my work computer. Ding, ding,
there
ding.
It is.
3 emails so far.
Just like that.
Just like that.
But in all the time you've known me, I've dealt with rheumatoid arthritis since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I deal with aches and pains. And I would venture to say, and this is a little me getting to be braggy, but I'll do it. Like, I handle more pain in a better way on an everyday basis than most people on the planet. I would say most people on the planet, or most people at least in America, would shut that shit down if they woke up and felt the way that my body feels sometimes.
It's a great excuse to not move forward.
Right. But that's not me.
And we don't play that way. Like, even when I slipped and fell on the ice,
right.
I gave it like a day, and then I was like, I'm going to walk at a 2.5. Like, I'm going to
do adapt.
Stretches.
You adapt.
The vibration board. Like, I'm going to figure it out. But we've decided that we're old and we need some muscle recovery help.
Yes.
And
Before we get there. So the knee thing, right? I just want to make this point.
No, we're still on the knee
thing. I am, okay. Because
you are still a man and it's still baby.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is a non-contact injury. Mm-hmm. And it happened overnight, which is terrifying. Like, on a Saturday, we went to the gym together. I did my 6 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up on Sunday, and it's not like I went from running 6 miles to tender and sore.
It's also not like you ran outside. You stayed consistent with your good treadmills. It's just I think what did me in was all the walking at the conference center. For Connor's
This is what I was getting.
Robotics.
So I was waiting for you to say this. You're going to blame it on something that I can't wrap my head around.
Well, I didn't wear shoes. I wore fashion shoes, fashion sneakers, fashion flats, and it hurt my calf. And I think there's something to be said about that kind of walking. And then I didn't upgrade our plane seats on the flight there.
This is what I'm going for. So you think my knee is a result of shitty seats on the plane?
I do.
It's a long plane ride, but this is now a week of me. Essentially, I can't weight bear on my right leg.
It keeps dinging.
It is.
And the boundaries aren't there.
And yesterday, I had close to 20 cc's of fluid drained out of my knee. I'm very excited. So we can end the knee conversation now. I'm very excited for tomorrow. For people that listen to the podcast or people that know me, I've been professional sports adjacent my entire life. Whether it be TV or radio or some combination, but I've had the privilege of being around athletes since I was a teenager.
Is this your first cortisone shot?
My first. I'm so excited.
Oh, you've never had one?
Never had one.
Oh, that's shocking.
Yeah.
I would have thought you had one
before. No. And all I know about cortisone shots are like when the Celtics had Kevin Garnett and he had his knee and Achilles problems later on, they needed him to play in some playoff games. And the dude was like limping around in the morning. And then they'd be like, well, KG's getting a cortisone shot. He'd come out there and he'd tear it up at night. So I know it's not a permanent fix. So if you're listening and you're in the medical field, I know. I'm surrounded by doctors.
But
I'm very lucky.
But it gets you set up for your trade show next week.
I'll be able to walk, hopefully run again. And according to... So I have three childhood best friends.
This is such a long conversation.
I have three childhood best friends, right? Mm-hmm. And one of them drained my knee yesterday. And the other one, so he's a doctor. The other doctor told me today that it's going to buy me 12 weeks. So he's putting together an action plan for me to get the MRI and the
And you're welcome the for the great health insurance, by the way.
And you cap it off with the great health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So the combination of my best friend and my wife and my best childhood friends are going to see this knee through.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting a cortisone shot. I'm
really excited. In the meantime.
In the meantime, happy Mother's Day and happy birthday to you.
We found a hot tub to buy half off. Of course.
It was half off. And I want to make it clear with the hot tub for the other people that listen.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a $20,000 investment.
Oh, no.
This is, I believe, you find it under the Arena Plug and Play, but it's not inflatable. We have, because people that listen know we have the inflatable.
And we love the inflatable, but we felt we needed an upgrade, but not like a $10,000 commitment. It was crazy.
There was an episode last spring. I was trying to find it today and I couldn't. It was somewhere in season 3 where you did like 20 minutes on the inflatable.
Yeah.
And you left that conversation saying that you wanted to upgrade, but you were unwilling to spend the money until it was a test-proof plunge thing. You wanted to make sure that we would find the time to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by the time it was time to pack it up at the end of the season, you had come to the conclusion that
it was worth the investment.
Yeah.
And then after the couple of slips and falls and the different things, I was like, we need to make the investment because the recovery alone from being in the hot tub. Because when we do vacation or we do our long weekends, we like to end every night
in a hot tub,
staying at like the hotel hot tub.
Yep.
And like we have a glass of wine, we kind of recap our day, you know, we sit in the hot tub, like we talk to other people, and we really enjoy that. That I was like, you know, this would give us the ability to do that at home too.
It also replaced for me in a little bit of a way. I know it's not the same, but we never really used. I never used the pool in a way where I wasn't diving in and swimming around. It was,
yeah.
It was, I would get in the pool after a long day and just sort of soak for a little while. Right. And when I shot the pool with the rock from the, and we ruined the pool.
Yeah.
It was never the same again. When it came down again, listeners to the show might remember I was devastated.
Yeah. You were absolutely like beside yourself that there was like no pool, like no water option.
Yeah.
So it's a good meet in the middle for a couple of different ways. But for those of you that are like, oh, they always talk about being cheap and not spending a lot of money. We were able to find this thing half off.
Yep.
On special. And then I had gotten rewarded at work. And so I had a $200 Home Depot gift card.
Like all in, what were it, $2,500?
$2,500 that we were able to put 0% finance on your Home Depot card.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Like, and we have a year to pay it off.
But we're like, not going to carry the debt for a year either. That's
we'll,
the thing.
We'll have it paid off in 5 or 6 months.
Right. You're going to chunk it out. Yeah. 300 here, 500 yeah. there. Like, if I don't know this to be the case, but with your birthday here this week, your dad sometimes gives you like $300 gift cards to Home Depot.
Right.
Like you might very well get one and throw it. Like, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm not worried. By the time Christmas rolls around in 8 months, I don't think we're going to carry the debt.
But we didn't need to do like Mother's Day gifts and Father's Day gifts. And like, I didn't need any more birthday gifts. Like this is a great gift.
But it's awesome. So here's what this, if people come to the house and they see this hot tub, this thing does not look cheap and it does not run cheap. So the inflatable, I really liked it. But it was also like the butt of a joke. You could, you know what I mean? It's an inflatable. So you're trying to be classy with a hot tub, but you got to blow it up, right?
Yeah.
So this thing looks and feels like a hot tub.
Yeah.
Sure. Does it not have all the amenities that some might have? I don't know. I've never owned my own hot tub. But the jets blow really hard.
It's good enough for us right now. And it didn't break the bank and we were able to afford it.
And we didn't need to bring an electrician in.
And we learned last night because we Google searched it because I was like, are we burning calories while we're in here?
We are. Yeah.
And for every 45 minutes that you're in the hot tub with the hot water, you're burning 130 calories.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we go in it 5 days a week, that's an extra like 650 calories.
It's basically a bottle of wine each a week.
There you go.
That's how I'm looking at it. But it's also. So last night we went in and I'm still trying to find the happy medium because I still, when Connor's here, when he wants to spend time with me, I'm still trying to spend like a half an hour with him. But sometimes that half an hour turns into an hour. Mm-hmm. So this has really helped me to want to spend that time with him, but be able to do it in a way where it really is that half an hour end of the day. That way he gets to bed at a reasonable hour.
Yeah.
But I really am addicted to what we've done. It's been a week now of having it.
Yeah.
And there's been nothing better than, like, I don't know, having dinner together, getting your dad in onto his next step, getting Connor onto his next step.
We get everybody settled, and then we get ready for the next day, and then we change into our bathing suits.
But we're also using our basement exit. Well, and you did a great job with making your little yellow brick road there.
And
so repurposing from the pool.
No additional money. I was repurposing slate that we had on the side of the house that, like, we took up from the middle of the yard when the pool went down.
Yeah.
But yeah, we made a nice little walkway.
Then the walkway goes to the patio.
Right.
And we did the research before the thing came, because it was like a month from the time we ordered to the time it was delivered. So you went and you got, like, super cheap, but you got padding for it to go down on. And when they rolled in the hot tub, when the delivery guy came, like, I mean, it came on an 18-wheeler. And it looked daunting. Luckily, it wasn't as daunting.
It was 278 pounds with no water in it. And so we were able to use that with a dolly and make that work.
Originally, the plan, though, was the inflatable lived on the deck.
On the deck. And we wanted to put it back up on the deck.
You were afraid.
When the water is in it, like, you built the deck, like, it's 3,000 pounds.
What are you saying,
like,
about my construction skills?
I don't know.
Are you afraid that, like, are you saying that my construction skills might not be up to code?
I'm saying that. And I'm also saying we live in a house that's, like, really old, and there's so many things that, like, why risk it?
Could you imagine the episode we would do, like, the week after we fell through the deck in the hot tub?
I know.
We'd definitely be hospitalized.
Oh, like, it would be a shit show. Well, the other thing is that this way we have the separation, because we're able to use, like, the doghouse door. Or, like, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, so, yes.
And so it's, like, where your bulkhead was, if you lived in, like, a raised ranch.
This was a bulkhead.
Is, like, we turned it into a door. And the technical term here in New England is doghouse door. But that way, like, we don't have to walk by, like, Dad and Connor upstairs. We don't have to answer any questions. Like, we can just sneak out into the hot tub.
You don't have to, walking by them in a bathing suit or, you know, whatever. It's just not worth it. No. It's not worth the conversation.
No,
it's just
we can maintain some boundaries and privacy this way. We don't have to worry about, is your construction going to hold up on the deck?
Although we were out there enjoying some time together yesterday, and your dad decided to...
Well, we were sitting on the deck, and, like, we're, like, 3 minutes into a conversation. And
by the way, we...
For the first time that we talked to each other all day.
It's appointment time. So this is what, like, I don't know if other marriages are like this. I know that in my last marriage, I never wanted to talk to her. So... It didn't matter. Like, there was no need, desire, or want to communicate.
But, like, I knew I was going to work extra because I had to go to the office this week.
So we make it almost an appointment.
And you're like, I need to run, like, a little bit over because you knew you were having a later call. So we knew we couldn't do the podcast. But I was like, I can have dinner prepped, but, like, I want to, like, connect on the deck from, like, 6:55 to, like, 7:15. And then
just
I can have
20 minutes.
And then I can have dinner on the table. I just have to, like, turn the pasta pot on to boil the water, and we can have dinner on the table by 7:30. And it's like 7:01, and my father comes out, and he's like, oh, can I join in on the conversation? Yeah. And, like, we couldn't even, like, finish. Like, we had barely even gotten started.
Right. And, you know, that part's frustrating. But I feel like when we're down below in the hot tub.
Case in point, I'm glad we didn't put the hot tub up top, because we wouldn't have that privacy time.
I am mildly surprised. Well, does he even know that there's a hot tub down there?
Well, he doesn't go down the stairs. So that is also a perk.
Because I'm mildly surprised he hasn't asked about, because with all of his physical ailments, there probably is a lot of health benefits for him to use it.
I really don't want to share it with my dad.
I would lose my fucking mind if I ever came home and there was, like, a cigarette burn in the cover. My mom would definitely would have done that.
Like, I mean, I got really frustrated with my father this weekend. Yeah. Like, I'm already all set. Like, that would just be, like, the icing on the cake for me.
Yeah. I
don't mind sharing it with Connor for his recovery after cross country.
Yeah. But you know that you've turned him into a clean kid.
Correct. My father has some areas of improvement for hygiene. And when I need to regularly sit down and talk with him about, you must shower every day, and I see what his laundry looks like.
My man got dropped off in the jungle for weeks at a time when he was younger. So, like, that part isn't... and he doesn't have a woman in his life to make sure, like.
No, but like the stale smell of like the cigarette smoke, like I just can't.
Well, that lingers in the house.
Like I can't share this. I can't. I'm unwilling.
So do you want to get your own and I'll have my own? We'll put them next to each other?
No, I'm happy to share with you.
You just said I can't share this.
I can't share with my father.
Okay. Okay.
But Connor is well-groomed. I provide the soap, the shampoo. Like, he does a good job. When he starts cross-country and he's sore, if he wants to sit in there to recover, no issues with that.
I cannot wait. It's going to happen, and I don't want to be strict about it. But there's certain things he can do this with and certain things that he can't. When he does start using it, he's going to want to have a device in there. He can't use his good laptop, but if there's like an extra tablet, that he's going to drop something in there. That's all. I'm just saying, because he's not going to go without the electronics completely. He's going to want something. I'm afraid of what it is.
I think we just get like the phone stand, like my father has to the left of his computer.
Oh, for
so it can just sit on the table.
It's a
there.
Good idea.
Yeah.
The table that I have to make.
Yeah.
So the other part about the backyard is our new patio table I made, and I got a compliment from your dad on it yesterday.
Yeah.
But now I've been sort of petitioned to turn a firewood stand into a table because it happens to be the perfect height.
It's the perfect height to like put a drink on
right
for while we're in the hot tub. And it's like, why spend the money when we can use the things that we have in our backyard?
Well, that's what it is. So like,
and we have a piece of wood that we can put on top. Yeah. I've got the paint in the garage. Like we have everything we need here.
We repurpose so much stuff. And we should probably do a show on that someday. We had to move the fire pit to make room for the hot tub because we didn't.
We individually moved all the stones and like.
But the metal ring in the middle, it was a 13-year-old fire pit. The metal ring was junk.
It was done.
But I repurposed something else.
The trailer hitch that the previous owners left in the backyard that's steel.
Well, it had steel grates.
But it's like the steel grate. So now we have like this big giant fire pit that's also great for. Like leaf removal, we can just burn it all down.
Right, but that thing was such a bitch and such a bear. It needed to get thrown away. I couldn't no longer. It was rusted on one end, so I couldn't put it on the truck. It was unusable for its original purpose.
But it's great for a large fire pit.
You bury the edges, and it sits in there, and there's 6 inches between the grates and the ground. And then you put the decorative stones all around it.
Yeah.
And it looks like somebody came in here and built a $1,000 fire pit. When all we did was repurpose the trash.
Stuff we already had in our yard. Yeah.
So you did it
we
with
moved it from this place to that place.
You did it with the slate, which, by the way, the slate wasn't that old, 4 or 5 years old, and it's not cheap.
Well, the slate, if you remember when we redid the pool, I found that slate behind the shed. So that was here from the previous owner.
What I'm saying, though, is slate, if we go to Home Depot and buy those, because they're the colored slate.
Oh, yeah. They're expensive.
They're wicked expensive. Yeah.
But yeah, no, you didn't even, like, when I first brought that out there to set up, like, 3 or 4 years ago, you're like, where the hell did this come from? And I was like, it's been sitting behind the shed for God knows how long. I'm assuming it came with the house.
It must have, because I didn't put it there.
Yeah.
But you made, the walkway looks pretty.
It's nice.
It's a nice walkway, and it's a way for us to keep our feet out of the mud.
Yeah, no grass, no dirt.
And no dog shit.
Right? There's the park.
Well, I mean, that's where... That's the dog's area.
Yeah, the dog likes to poop over by where?
On top of the septic.
The septic.
So she likes to poop where our poop lingers.
Yeah.
So that's going to be like I think for people that listen avidly, we're going to talk more about the hot tub over the course of the summer. So far, so good. It's been great. So that purchase, put that in the check the box of a win.
Well worth it.
Yeah, it's well worth it. I think I said it to you last night when we were in the hot tub. Like, a lot of times when you and I spend north of $1,000, one of us has buyer's remorse. It's like, did we really have to spend that money?
Yeah. I think it's totally worth it.
This one, we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
We have to make some hard decisions sometimes. Like, you and I both want to go on this weekend trip to Vegas to go see New Kids Again. And we've had to make a hard decision there.
It's just going to cost like a couple $1,000 where we could... We still have the time off, but we can make a different decision to go to Florida and have it cost like nothing.
Right. And
because we can stay and fly for free to Florida and just pay for our expenses. And like, that's a lot more reasonable than.
But I bring that up as an example of if we had just said, fuck it, and pulled the trigger, we would have enjoyed ourselves, but it would have been buyer's remorse.
There 100% would have been because we've seen New Kids on the Block twice. We have seen them in Vegas. We would love to go again and do all that. But like flying to Vegas and like staying in Vegas right now is like stupid expensive.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it next week. I did want to say one more thing about the hot tub and patio area. Tell the people what your Mother's Day, other like the Mother's Day gift.
Oh, because we want to move to Florida, I got a palm tree.
Oh, you got a real life palm tree?
A real life palm tree. And I bought a cute little
green.
Yeah. Like planter's pot, and I had a $20 reward for TJ Maxx.
But it was only $19.99 for the pot.
Yeah, so I lost out in a penny. So the pot cost us nothing for it to be pretty. And it's like Celtic screen with the palm tree to give Florida vibes on like, it's like our outdoor vision board. We will get to Florida.
That's it. Like, yeah. I thought it was important just to keep it front of mind that mm-hmm. I know that your dad's living here. I know that the kids frustrate the fuck out of us. Case in point, this weekend and everything, and what's happening tomorrow with like all of it. Yeah. So
I mean, your ex-wife's emails when she knew I was away on a work trip were just like fucking insane. And it's just like we need to know that like 3 years from now that we can like run away and put distance in between the bullshit.
Right, and I want to put this. I want to make it super clear. When we run away, the kids are welcome to come.
The kids are totally welcome to come, but we can't be readily available for ex-husbands, ex-wives, parents, sisters to shit on us. Like, at some point, we have to make the decision to be selfish.
Is it selfish to say that we live 1,700 miles from you? I can't help you right now? Like that's not like, selfish. That'll be a fact.
Let's schedule and plan it, because, like, I feel like I've spent my life up until this point constantly being available, and there's been no reward. There really hasn't. It's just like the expectation, and you know, we're gonna have payments stop, and that's gonna be a backlash. Like, there's a lot of things that we're gonna encounter in the next year from both sides.
We've talked about this earlier on when we first started the podcast. We talked about this specific 7 or 8 month stretch between your kids' graduation from college,
yeah,
and then the court alimony date for me.
Right. Well, and your ex-wife was back on the child support for Caitlin bandwagon. Yeah. Now it's 19 and a half.
Just keep it up.
And,
yeah,
like, quite frankly, I don't give a fuck. And
I talked to Caitlin today. She said that she hasn't slept there more than one night in the last 3 weeks. Well, so, like, fuck off.
And it's just like, you know, I literally wrote an email to your ex-wife last week because I was bullshit. Like, you know I'm on this work trip. You know I'm back to back. Like, we're up against it. And it's like the second that they know that one of us is traveling or something is going on, like, the drama has to kick in so something can be given. And
I think after the backlash from 2 years ago, Thanksgiving time, Christmas time, whatever it was, when I was at the private label trade show.
Yeah.
And she knew I was there.
Strong-arming the schedule.
Right. So I think the backlash from that is what sort of put it in her mind, okay, when they're not together, I'm going to lean in. And you and I learned during that trip, or I learned that I will never answer anything.
Well, because it's opportunistic. It's
right.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, make all the threats you want, make all the things. Like,
you said, like, you keep talking about going to court. If you want to go to court,
like,
just go to
court.
Like,
we're not intimidated. Like, do whatever.
That's actually what you ended it with. You said, we are not intimidated.
Right. I also said a part on that, like, cast all the stones you want, but remember who pays your bills and who makes the payments.
You did say that.
Like, what the fuck?
I know.
And, like, I'm ready to put some distance and some boundaries down. And I'm ready to have an excuse of saying, like, we're in Florida. Like, sorry. And I don't think that, like, by the time we get there permanently, I'll be knocking on the age of being 48. You'll be 50. And the fact that it had to wait, couldn't get there and be selfish people till 48 and 50.
I know.
I think it's pretty damn good.
And we take it, you know, we take our health for granted. But in the last month between your calf and my knee, it's not something that we can take for granted. And when we get to Florida, part of the whole thing here is we've been saying we are young enough and we're healthy enough. We want to enjoy ourselves. We want to do things. We want to live that lifestyle. We're still going to work our fucking asses off.
100%. But like, when the weekend comes, like, can we do a last minute cruise?
Right.
Or, what have not we not traveled to in Florida yet to like go visit for the weekend?
But we're gonna meet friends in our new neighborhood just by walking around being the active couple.
Well, food and wine festivals, yes, all the time in Miami. Like, we're totally going
1,000%. But that being active is the key, common denominator, that whole thing. And if one of us isn't able to be as active as we are today, that's going to present the problem.
Well, and like I saw on social media, just because we've been talking about Florida so much, there was this whole thing for Mother's Day where in some of those communities in Florida, the guys all went and golfed and the women all went and brunched and had wine, and they did it all together. Yeah. Children weren't involved. They just...
Right, because they're all people like us that ran the fuck away.
Or they're divorced and it's not always the choice. I really think that there's something to be said about, I don't mean to be mean, but we need to find an alternative. And I've been sitting around waiting for years and it hasn't turned around.
What do you mean sitting around waiting for years?
For are you going to hang out with me on a holiday that's not my holiday?
Oh, you're talking about your kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just,
I thought you were talking about me. I'm what are you talking about?
It's just there. I have spent many a holidays by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, it's great that I have you now. But I don't need to stay here in the hopes and prayers that that's going to happen. I'm happy to go to a different place where everybody is also going to be away from their family, and we're making the most of it and doing something together.
Yeah, 1,000%. So what else do you have on your list here? We've hit our self-imposed limit because we went too long last week.
We did. And I want to make dinner. I'm hungry.
But did we miss something
I'm
big?
I'm back to being at meetings where I don't get to control the food and I'm freaking hungry.
I know. Well, you don't do well. Neither one of us do well with restaurants and takeout when it's a consistent thing. We can do it here and there. But you were gone all week last week. You stuck
I even stayed in a Residence Inn where I had a kitchen, but it's another one of those things where it's a stovetop, but no oven. So couldn't get a frozen pizza. I did get a bag salad. I did get some fresh fruit, but I went to Whole Foods, and Whole Foods in Texas, the salad bar is closed. There's whole cases empty.
Who the fuck?
And I'm didn't it start in Austin, Texas? What the hell happened?
No, nobody's eating salad in Texas.
Well, this is the thing. It's I couldn't get
y'all want a riblet? Some burnt ends.
One of the days was barbecue.
Yeah.
There's just so many spices and so many rubs on it. It hurts my stomach.
You can do it once, but you can't do it every day for a week.
Right. Lunch was cornbread, brisket, mac and cheese and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm just missing the collard greens, but this is nothing I have an interest in eating.
Right. But you do that for a week and it's a problem. Then you come back and you get these all day meetings in the office. So you got to do that. And now I'm going to Vegas for a week and I'm going to be sick as a dog when I come back, I'm sure, from eating that food.
It's one thing. When we get to go on vacation, we get to choose what our food is going to be.
You do all the research though.
Yeah. It's tough when we have to do it for work. And I was never so excited that when I got to DFW, there was a Maggiano's. So I knew I could get a good chicken Caesar, and I know I could get a decoy Cabernet.
I remember you sent me the text, and I couldn't believe you were excited for half-ass chain Italian food.
Well, and I so it was the last day, and we were supposed to stay till 12:30, and I left at 11:45, and I did it on purpose. Because I wanted to get a decent lunch at the airport.
Well, it's a long flight.
Because we were getting box lunch that included refried beans. And I was that is just, no way I'm hopping on a plane eating refried beans out of a box.
You have.
Is not happening.
We have absolutely been the victim and sat behind people that have chosen the refried beans and then been behind them in a 4.5-5 hour flight.
Yeah.
And you're never going to be that person.
I'm happy to spend the money to get my Caesar salad that I know exactly what I'm going to get, my glass of wine that I know exactly what I'm going to get, and call it good, because I did really struggle to find restaurants and food that were in my area.
So if there's nothing else on your topic list, I do want to give a little shout out to our friends over the Audacy app, AUDACY. If you're from New England and you're around here, Audacy is also the app that you can listen to sports radio, WEI, and 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's kind of a big deal. And we got added today to their podcast selection.
Oh, that's exciting.
Isn't that exciting? Mm-hmm. So now if you download the Odyssey app, available in the Apple App Store and as well as Google Play, I believe it's called.
We're a KOBD.
What is that?
Kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. Okay, see that? I'm kind of an old man. But yeah, available on the App Store for whether you use Android or the iPhone. Download the Odyssey app. You guys can find us there. You can listen to us live when we do this thing live. And all the episodes from season one, episode one, I went through them all today. They are all there. They're cataloged very nicely. We had a couple in season one. I was really into your panties in season one. I think.
That's when we did like the purge and you had to like bring stuff to the dump and they were like flying them
but
up.
But like we had 3 weeks in a row. It was like panty party, panties for days. Like it was definitely a theme. If you want to go back and learn more about Katrina's underwear,
season one,
but it's all available on the Odyssey app. And of course the episode is brought to you by our friends at Level 8 Luggage. Level8Luggage.com, 10% off. Use promo code LEVELLCW10. Tell them that you heard all about them on Let's Chat with Kat and Pat. See, this is how you know we're making it. Available on the Odyssey app. We got sponsors.
We got the luggage.
What is going on here?
We'll have to give the feedback and how well it works our next flight.
Yeah, well, we're working on it. Mm-hmm. What can I say? So that'll do it for.
We won't get stopped at the gate next time. don't. Knock on wood.
Yeah, I know. Look, we'll see what happens. Put it that way. But that'll do it for season number 5, episode number 11 of Let's Chat with Kat and Pat. Her name is Katrina Pateri. My name is Patrick Gilroy. For Kat, I am Pat. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye bye.
All right, just a quick time out here, because if you're traveling anytime soon, I've got something you need to hear. We're talking about Level 8 Luggage. This is not just your average suitcase. This thing is clean, sharp, premium gear. I'm talking that German engineered feel. Everything's tight. Everything is smooth. Everything is exactly where it's supposed to be. If you ever roll through the airport and just feel like you got your act together, that's Level 8 Luggage. No chaos, no nonsense, just efficient, effortless travel. So here's the move, guys. Go on over to Level 8 Cases, L-E-V-E-L, the number 8, cases.com. Use code L-E-V-E-L, the number 8, L-C-W-1-0. Grab 10% off and upgrade the way that you travel. Trust me on this one.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.